Ooh. What's up, y'all? I really like that track, man. It makes me want a cup of joe. It really makes me want some coffee. Really makes me want to wake up, right? How you guys doing today? My name is Angelo Envoy, and I really want to welcome you guys to Pure Frequency.
So, Sierra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We are really excited to talk about and to dive in a little bit more regarding subtleties.
Yay! I'm so excited.
So I'm going to let you hold it. Touch your product.
Yes.
How does that feel knowing that you published something?
It's surreal. It's exciting. It's just surreal. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What inspired you to publish this book?
So I started writing poetry when I was 14, and that was merely my outlet, my way of escaping kind of my life, you know, my world. I felt like I didn't have a voice, at least a voice that would be heard. So writing out my feelings and making them rhyme and using, you know, different writing techniques to do so was just my way. And I had never thought about actually publishing or putting my poems together in a book until maybe about a year and a half ago. Someone that I follow on Instagram reached out to me, and I'm just so humbled by it. But she was like, hey, are you ever gonna put out an anthology of your poems? And I was like, no, I never thought about it. Until now. So I just like thanked her for even thinking of it. And that kind of inspired subtleties here and just doing it, diving in and doing it.
That's awesome. What would you say some of the challenges were creating and publishing this book?
So I have to say, I published through Amazon, KDP, and anybody out there who's listening that wants to publish, I highly recommend Amazon. Very easy, free to do. So I guess like in that regard, there really weren't any difficulties, and I had already planned out the poems that I wanted to put in the book. So it was just a matter of formatting them. And that was actually a lot of fun. But now that I think about it, I hired a friend of mine to design the cover for me.
Nice.
And which was like really, I love it. So I hired a friend to design the cover. And when it came time to upload the cover to Amazon for them to format the book in its entirety, that was a nightmare. I mean, we were going back and forth for like a few weeks. I had to keep pushing back the release date because we just couldn't get it right. But eventually we did. So that was really like the hardest thing about it.
Yeah, I would agree. There's some kind of whatever their formatting system is, you have to have it in this specifications that they're looking for. Otherwise, it doesn't get approved to get published.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Have you published through Amazon?
I have.
You have? I did not know that.
It's not a book.
Oh.
It's a journal. They're journals.
Oh, that's cool though. Yeah. Awesome.
That's as far as I got.
Yep.
But I will say that a lot of what I've read in your work, it touched me. It was so real. And at the same time, almost this like ethereal feeling.
Wow. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
And that's honest. And it kept bringing me back to like a short story. I think it was a short story that I read, and that story was talking about a day at the beach through the eyes of, I don't even remember. It was like a little elf or a fairy or something. Aww. But like the way that came together and like the colors, and you create scenes, you create atmosphere, you create, I don't know, a world.
Wow. That's
with your words.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is so sweet. That's like the craziest, nicest compliment I've ever received. Thank you.
I was reading them and I was like, wow. And I told my husband too. I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. Like she's creating like mini worlds. It just feels good to read it.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I did cry. Like one or two. I was really touched. I was moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. And see, that was my hope. Like not that I wanted, you know, you guys to be crying and, you know, like, but I did want these poems to evoke emotions in you all that, you know, read it. And whether it was simply stemming from just like, oh, I can relate to that, or, oh, wow, this is making me think, this is giving me a perspective on something that I maybe haven't gone through, but I know somebody who has, or, you know, just even when, you know, like you're watching a movie or reading a book and it's about something that you like, you can't really relate to, but it just opens up your eyes in a way. Like that was really my goal. So it's amazing to hear that you know, it did evoke those emotions in you. It made you feel.
Oh, it did. It mm-hmm. definitely made me feel. Some of it even resonated with me. We're like, wow, I've had those thoughts. I've had those feelings.
Yeah.
So thank you for capturing that. It's not easy. Some may think that it's just putting words together, making it make sense, making it rhyme or have a certain cadence. It's so much more.
Yeah.
Like my husband, he puts words together. He makes, you know, lyrics and stuff. And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
And then you wrote the short stories and the poems and it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to give glory to God.
Amen.
I mean, because I went through the things that I went through that inspired the gift. But ultimately, he gave me the gift, you know, and I just have to give him glory where it's due.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So I have a two question that's related.
Mm-hmm.
One is, how do you see God moving in this?
Wow. I think there's a couple ways I see him moving. And the first way is really just touching back on how, you know, I shared with you, like, I am genuinely so happy that, you know, you and my other readers felt things reading it. Knowing that that's true is, for me, seeing how God has moved through this book. Another thing is that even just in a very personal, internal sense, like, I never thought that I would do something like, I mean, this was very vulnerable for me to put out these poems that, you know, are like, they're raw and they're real and they're not, you know, always communicating things that are like pretty and good, you know, and just taking that step and looking back and being like, wow, like I was able to, you know, be vulnerable and put something out there, was just, I mean, it was huge. And I feel like that to me says, like, you know, from the perspective of God, like, you can do this, you can step out and do things out of your comfort zone, and I'm gonna back you, you know. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my second question, is where would you like to see this book go, or where do you hope it would go?
Yeah.
Like, what's your, I guess, aspirations for the book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My aspiration, genuinely, is just that this book would find the hands that need it. Mm. And I don't want to, you know, sound like indifferent or, you know, any type of way, but I could care less about how much money I make, or, you know, becoming well known or anything. I just really want the people that need to read the words in this book, that they find it and they read it.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you could say anything to your younger self, right? You had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Send a message back in time. Mm-hmm. What would you say to her?
Mm. Oh, Olga. There are so many things I would say to younger Sierra. So many things. But, you know, I think... the first thing that comes to mind is I would go back and tell my younger self, everything's going to be okay. It's just going to be okay. Because when I was younger, I struggled with a lot of, you know, things. I grew up in a home that wasn't, you know, very healthy and functional. And so, you know, that led to a lot of like anxiety, depression, just a lot of struggling through my adolescent years. And there was a point in time where I was hopeless. Like I was just hopeless. And now, being where I am by the grace of God, that is what I would tell myself. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. There is hope. You're loved. And everything's going to be okay. And I still tell myself that now. Everything's going to be okay, Sierra. You know, the world isn't ending. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That like really touched me. I think I would say some similar things to my younger self. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, how many times do we get to do that? Mm-hmm. And I would say each day is a new opportunity to kind of put that back into ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? We can't go back in time.
Right.
But we can love on ourselves right now. We have that inner child.
Yes.
That needs that hug, that needs that reassurance, that needs that safety and peace of mind. And we can do it right now.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's so true. You know, I actually started writing letters to my younger self. Have you ever done anything
awesome.
Like that?
No.
I highly recommend it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yep. It's really, it's a healing and freeing thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's important.
It is important. And you know what? That'd probably make a really cool book.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
I know there's this trend, or I don't think it's a trend, but I've seen people do it where they make videos of talking to their younger selves, and they play both parts. The younger part is just like, oh, you know, asking questions, and then the older part, I mean, it's the same person,
right?
But the older part just gets so emotional answering these questions that they wrote.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah.
Wow. It's deep.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. But that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to do a video of talking to yourself, you can.
Right.
All right. Couple more questions. And I would like to ask you to share, if you don't mind, a work of yours.
Oh. Absolutely. Okay. Okay. I'll do my favorite.
There is a favorite. Nice.
There is. Yes. So I love love. I am a lover girl through and through. I love romance. And my favorite subgenre is love and romance. So I'm going to read one of my favorite romantic poems from the book. And I don't know. I wrote this inspired by my future husband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. This is just near and dear to me. Ready? Okay. You will love me like a breath of fresh air. Melancholies disappear, gentle fingers through my hair. I will fall into you like peaceful death coming over, succumbing to the daylight ending, succumbing to the shape of your shoulders. You will see me like fine lines in the moon, fine lines in my eyes, no one else in the room. I will love you like the sea in its stages, the calm and the raging through all the days of this age.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I guess to kind of wrap it up, where can people find you? And where can people find this amazing book?
So I do have a poetry page on Instagram. I am poetry.bysierraanna. And subtleties can be found. Oh, and I'm also on TikTok. Same handle, poetry.bysierraanna. Subtleties can be purchased through Amazon. I do have the link in my bio in both my TikTok page and Instagram. So yeah, Amazon.
Awesome. 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 I cannot wait to go through this book again. Yes.
I love that.
I like the one about color. Like she's, I can't remember fully, but it describes the woman in color. I like that one.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you. And I can't wait to see more work from you. And to have you back on here on Pure Frequency to have more discussions and just, I don't know, just fellowship with you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. And guys, that's about wraps it up. And thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Pure Frequency.
Thank you.